Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
And here we go.
Yeah, all right, guys. We're back with your host, Big Lance and
Phil.
Tonight, we're going to bring you a 2017 social horror movie called
Racist.
Get Out.
He racist.
Black people. Get Out.
Nah, Get Out was that dude telling him to get the fuck out, man, while you can.
Oh, yeah. Well, hold.
My bad. I see it now. That is the Fences skit.
Yeah. He's a pretty dark fella.
He is a pretty dark
fella. He ain't like no light-skinned brother. He's
a young blackity black.
He's
the son of Bernie Mac.
Is he the son of Bernie Mac?
He's Bernie Mac's son.
That's Bernie Mac's son?
Yeah.
No shit.
No, it ain't. But you could believe that, though, right?
I would never thought that.
You would never thought that?
No. What's his name?
Oh, my God. I knew that motherfucker, but I couldn't place him. Man.
Who?
Who was the girlfriend's dad?
I don't know. Who was it?
You didn't recognize him?
I mean, I've seen
him. I knew him, but I couldn't place him.
Well.
This is the first time I looked it up.
Probably something that I didn't watch.
Bradley Whitford. He was on West Wing for a long time.
I never watched West Wing.
He was on Happy Gilmore. Billy Madison.
He was a teacher.
The guy who was taking over the father's company. The guy where Billy Madison went, that guy. He was the guy who went against him that was trying to take the company.
Yeah. No. He was the guy that did what on this movie?
He was the dad.
No. Shitting me.
He was just all gray, and I didn't recognize him.
I don't think that was him.
I'm looking right at it. Bradley Whitford.
That's it. don't make a good podcast, but I would like to see that. All right, I'll look later. I'll look at it later.
Hang on. Bradley Whitford, Get Out.
I mean, I'm trying to picture it. I know him very vividly.
Bradley Whitford.
I can see his face right now from Billy Madison, but him picturing him old, you know, it might have been him, but I didn't realize it. But I believe you. I take your word on it. All right.
Okay.
Can we get back to the movie?
Yeah.
Fuck that. Bradley Whitford. Dude.
Okay. All right. This is your podcast. Tell us what we're talking about.
This is a lot of people are saying this is a whole nother genre. They're calling a social horror movie.
IMDb calls it a horror mystery.
Really?
Yep.
That's cool. IMDb said, "Fuck that bullshit. We're not changing our genre for y'all." I like it. They're taking a stand. Maybe they'll mention it somewhere, like, and say, "Hey, that's what they want to call it, though." But anyway, I like it. Horror mystery. Yeah, I guess so. That's like a horror thriller, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
Same definition, I guess, almost. It really was. But see, the trailer leads you to believe that there's going to be black people in this town. When he gets to this town, the white family has a mother who is a psychiatrist who does hypnosis. The trailer leads you to believe all this. So you're going into it knowing the thriller to it. You know what I mean? Like when you watch the trailer, you realize all this stuff. So, I mean, it feels like a thriller already, right? But it's like you already know the thriller to it. But then at the end, there is
this town really overly likes black people.
Right. But we won't give away the thriller right away. But there is a thriller to it. But like I'm saying, though, the trailer just, it's like it tells you what it is. So it makes you want to watch it because you want to find out what's going on and what's really happening to these black kids. You know what I mean? Because it shows you, even on the trailer, the black kid saying, get out. He snaps the picture and all on the trailer of the movie. So it shows you all these big parts that are really some of the biggest parts in the movie, you know?
Right.
And most people see that and they say, oh, well, I watched all the good parts there. But no, they really, you know, they really thrilled you at the end a little bit still. You know what I mean? So he did a good job there. I'll say that. And I reckon I can agree with people why they say it's a social thriller. Something that is socially a big deal right now. You know, racism.
Racism is always a big deal.
Right.
Always has been, always will be.
And it's a thriller, so it's okay. I mean, not people a thriller, but a horror movie. But it don't really come off that horror-ish. But I reckon so. If you're a black kid, and then you're in... But that hole thing, you know how he was in a hole when she hypnotized him? And he goes in a hole in a dark place? He said that was like a metaphor, because a lot of black kids feel like they're in a hole and they can't step out of this ladder because society sees them a certain way and blah, 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 blah. That was Jordan Peele. I listened to a long Chris Hardwick at the Nerdist.com or whatever, their little dilly podcast, their little podcast, Chris Hardwick. Anyway, Chris Hardwick's podcast with Jordan Peele, and they talked a lot about this movie and how they was. But I feel like I'm just. You talk a little bit. You talk a little bit.
All right. Well, what's some of your favorite? I mean, you don't want to go. We're not doing plot anymore, right?
You've
told what this movie's about. Right?
Pretty much. If you want to give it away, you can give it away.
Give it away now.
Well, I feel like if we give it away, then we blew our load. Then what else do we got? You want to talk some crazy parts in the movie?
Yeah, let's talk some crazy parts in the movie. This is supposed to be a good movie to talk about. Let's talk about it.
You watching this fucking old lady. Or not old. See, that's why. You watching this black lady. But why are they so old-fashioned?
That's even worse.
I know.
Because they're old people.
They're not, though.
They're my bad. People. I almost gave it away.
See?
Give it away now.
All right.
Put my finger into fiction.
All right, we're going to give it away now.
Give it away now. Sorry.
All right, so we're trying to figure out. When you watch the trailer of this movie, you want to figure out what's really actually happening to these black kids.
You don't find out to the very fucking end.
You find out from the trailer that there's only like a few black people in this town, and they're all acting kind of weird. And then when you watch the movie, you see that they're all kind of old-fashioned-y type black people. And then the black dude talks to the black guy that's working out in the yard man.
Yeah.
Right. And he goes up to him and he talks to him and he's like,
hey, brother.
Hey, I ain't doing nothing I wouldn't like to do all on my own without somebody telling me to. And you think that he's like, okay, these motherfuckers brainwashing, make him do slave work for him for free, right?
Right.
Because that's what it seems like.
That's what it seemed like to me the whole
but
time.
But no, it's just the old man wanting to go back to a young man and do young man things. He wants to stay active and be a young man, right?
So what do we do?
I just do things that I want to do without people telling me to. And so, but that's weird. It makes me think that. Why is it making you think that? And he's like, I ain't saying nothing about that. You know, I was just asking you this and that.
I'm going to get back to work now,
and
okay?
And then he's like, that old Mrs. What's her name? She sure
Mrs.
is.
Mrs. Rose.
She sure is a fine piece of work, huh? You really did a number. You doing good with doing her or whatever. Anyway, and then he goes back to his girl or whatever, and he's like, I think he's into you or whatever. I didn't get that out of it. I got that. He was fucking a slave, and they fucking just turned him into a slave, and he's just.
But you knew from the beginning that they were kidnapping. Somebody was kidnapping black people. Very beginning of the movie where dude's on his phone with his girlfriend walking through, like, I'm walking through white people suburbia, babe. He's like, all right, I'll talk to you later. And that car pulls up next to him.
Yeah.
And drives up.
You know, I didn't realize that. You know, because it don't show you his face, really.
That's the brother in the fucking mask. It always puts people in headlocks and sleeper holds.
Right, and that's how he gets people. That was the dude. That was
the sister fucked.
That was the granddad.
Oh, well, I just... That was, no. That was the guy he went up to, and he snapped the picture of him at the party, and he was like, get out! It was him. Andre, whatever his name was. Him and the TSA buddy of his found out, told him, he's like, that's Andre, went missing about 3 months ago.
Right. Oh, I remember that, but I didn't remember seeing him walking. When I seen him walking, you know what I thought it was? Something that happened to that guy when he was younger.
So let's talk about what this family is doing.
Okay.
Let's talk about it.
All right.
All right, this family is playing bingo. This family is auctioning off black people. They are literally selling black people to the highest bidder. Mm-hmm. This person gets to take their brain and put it inside the head of the actual person. Uh-huh. Well, everything is removed from the actual person except for one little part that has to stay in for them to live, and that's their subconscious. So they can see everything that's going on. They're just passengers. That's why you see them crying all the time. So the blind man who's going to get this motherfucker is a dude from Dodgeball, by the way. He's been in a lot of stuff. But then we got to talk about, you tell us who the fucking servants are. The yard keeper and the fucking maid.
Well, if you want to talk, just go and talk about the end of the movie.
I want you to talk. This I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to help you. We're talking about the twist.
Yeah, but I don't think we should give away the ending of the movie. You know what I mean?
All right, where should we go?
But we can say that they are okay. We can say that the well, I was going to talk about a little bit about it. All right, the guy is.
Sorry.
I don't know why I'm so jumpy tonight. I don't
know
what's...
You've been good all night. Now you're like, what?
I'm getting a little jumpy. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Maybe my heart's racing. Maybe I'm finna die, Philip.
Don't die.
Who knows? I'm not.
You know, the louder I talk, the more it backs off. And the
lower I talk, more I come in.
Sorry, go ahead.
I think that I just didn't want to. I don't think I wanted to give away the very end of it.
You want
to
start back up?
No. We don't. But yeah, maybe. No, because I'm.
Maybe.
I'm fucked up. I don't know what's going on no more.
Ooh, my face hurts from smiling so much.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Okay, we can give it away.
Give it away now.
We already talked about it. They take the brain out. The servants is mom and daddy. There's the grandparents. Their grandparents want to stay alive forever, so what do? They put themselves in black people's shoes because it's fashionable. Because they said it was fashionable.
And because his granddad
because blacks in style.
He lost in the Olympics right to a black man. He was like, man, if I was inside that black man right now, I would be running faster.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
He lost to that black man.
Yeah.
Who? You know what?
You
remember
that?
I remember that black motherfucker running real fast at him, and then he turned right as he got to him. Did she see that?
That shit was crazy.
Pause it. Hold on. Cigarette. Listen, he run right towards the motherfucker, and then he struck out right as it got to him. You know, right when this movie came out.
He didn't do that at the end, though.
When this movie first come out.
Yeah.
Like, the week it come out. Like, that shit went viral on Facebook, people doing the Get Out challenge.
I do remember hearing
that. And people just, like, running in a superstore, like, in a super,
Walmart. Grocery store.
Super, what am
super
I,
Walmart.
What am I
Supermarket.
Supermarket, yes. They're in a supermarket, and they'll be like running down an aisle real quick at them, and then they'll turn, and they fucking Facebook it. It's just, it's funny. And it went viral right after.
Until somebody gets punched.
But that shit went, it went so quickly. But yeah, this whole time I was thinking the big guy. I mean the tall light skinned dude from Key and Peele.
Yeah,
I was thinking it was Michael Keegan, but it's actually Jordan Peele, the
Key and Peele,
the chunky one that smokes a lot of weed. And he said he talked about black folks and how they got locked, how they get locked up for some things a lot longer than other races. But majority of the time, that's because they got priors on the same thing. But I will say that it...
Ooh, you racist.
Statistics show that...
that if you have black skin, you're going to go to prison more than a white person.
Yeah, probably, maybe so. I don't know. But what I'm getting at is he said that he probably smoked more weed. He says he probably smoked more weed... do it right in this movie then somebody went to jail for 10 years, you know, is in jail. Somebody be in jail right now for 10 years for less weed than what he smoked right in this movie is what he said. And he thinks it's kind of fucked up when it's a medical situation, you know what I mean? It's a medical.
I think it's fucked up thing. If it's a recreational situation and you're over 21. You can legally drink alcohol, you should be able to legally smoke a joint.
I agree totally. Yeah. Alcohol is way worse health wise than medical marijuana. Or any marijuana is medical. You know what I mean? Anything with THC or the CBD, whatever it is that's in it, all that shit is good for you.
We didn't talk about the girlfriend.
Girlfriend.
You think she's all
What about
good
Jeremy? We didn't talk about Jeremy a whole lot neither. That motherfucker got goddamn a knight's mask in his car. Did you see that?
Yep.
Like a metal knight. What do you think he does to people before? I think he fucks them and everything, man. He's a weird fucking person.
Who is this motherfucker?
I don't know him.
Jeremy. Oh, the brother.
Yeah.
The brother. I don't fucking know
him. I don't know him. I don't know him on nothing, though. But he was a weird looking dude. He's like, you want to wrestle? You know, yeah. He's like, you know, mixed martial arts. I'm a jiu-jitsu artist.
He's like, what's your sport? And he's like, basketball. He's like, what about MMA?
You like to fight?
He's like, you mean UFC? No. He's like, I can't do all that. And he's like, he walks over. That's and he's like, I'm not going to get him in a headlock.
Nah, his sister's like, he tried to put him in a fucking headlock.
What the fuck is wrong with him?
Yeah.
He's like, baby, let's get the fuck out of here. And she's like, okay, let's get out of here.
Well, no, that's way later. That's way fucking later. I think after the headlock, they went to the room. He was cool with it. He went out to smoke a cigarette because his girlfriend went to sleep.
And then the dude.
And then I know that's when she did the goddamn hypnosis on him.
Oh, yeah. Fucked him up.
He just wanted to go on and just end it. Jeremy, what he does is he just boom, boom, knocks you out, drags you up, do the hypnosis, and it's over. He puts you in handcuffs. He ain't about all that sleep with my sister for another 2 nights. And then do hypnosis on cigarette smoke. Let's make him feel welcome in the fucking house for a little while. No, Jeremy's a break your neck type ass nigga.
No, you can't damage the motherfucker.
No,
you can't damage the product.
But you
mom keep... got mad about that. She was like, "You've already damaged him enough. We have to," because the parents are selling them to the highest bidder of their
friends. And the guy from Dodgeball wants to buy him for his eyes. He wants his eyes. That's it. Because he's got a good eye for art.
That's right.
That's why he wants him. And he pays top dollar for him.
All right. Well, what else about this movie? We ain't talked about the girlfriend. The fucking girlfriend's evil. She's in on that
but
shit.
But she's so sweet.
She's
man.
In on that shit.
Well, she's
in
sweet.
On.
We ain't talked about the cousin. The airport security guy. He's like, I'm airport security, motherfucker.
TSA, bitch.
He made this movie really funny. In some pretty fucking dark times of the movie, you're like, oh, my God, all this racism, all this blood, all this killing and strangling white bitches. He was strangling a white bitch at the end of this movie. How can you make this situation right with a motherfucker that comes up looking like a police? Look, at the end of the movie, I love this part. Let's play the whole scene.
Fuck it, do it.
Let's play this whole scene. All right. He fucking beats the shit out of the mom and Jeremy and the dad and the girlfriend. She's upstairs playing her goddamn headphones, right? Listening to music. Oh, yeah. She thinks he's in a trance somewhere, right?
You ain't talk about how he got out of the fucking trance. How'd he broke out?
How'd he break out of the trance?
He fucking was digging his...
Jeremy up.
He was digging his fingers in that
so
shit.
So he could get his hands out.
Well, no, he just always did that. When he was a kid, he did that.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He broke it, and he realized it was cotton coming out of it.
That's some Shemalam ass shit, ain't it?
He got cotton in his ears, and he didn't hear the teacup click. And then he pretended like he did. And then when the brother
right.
opened him up
That's
and he
right.
God, beat that bitch down.
Yeah, he shamalammed their ass. They didn't know it. And he
shamalammed
them.
Anyway, back to it. The girl was listening. She didn't know that he killed the whole fucking family.
Right. And then, but listen, the girlfriend ends up hearing him. He runs over her grandmama.
But he don't know that. He just thinks it's this black woman. That needs
right.
To
he's still thinking. That's why I don't want the podcast land to know. That's why I didn't want the podcast land to know. Cause he
but
still
you just said grandma.
I know, but earlier,
yeah,
you know,
we done
let him in on it. But now they know. But what I'm saying is that's why I didn't want to let him know, because I was going to play it off like, because he don't know yet. But at this point, he don't know, and he's like, I just run over his black chick. Should I pick her up? No, I don't need to. I just need to keep going. No, I can't leave
but
this girl.
But I let my mom
So
die.
He starts thinking about his mom. Did he let the mom die, right? So then he picks her up and puts her in the car. And by the time he puts her in the car, then the fucking girlfriend comes out the door. And she's like, my grandmama. And she starts shooting at the fucking door. So what does he do? He drives off, runs into a ditch.
He drives off. Grandmama wakes up and starts snatching at him, and he hits a tree, and they slam.
A tree, and
Grandmama
and right
dies.
At that point, that's when I really realized that was Grandmama. Even though she didn't say Grandmama. You know what I mean? I knew she said that, but I didn't really like, that's Grandmama? You know what I mean? When she woke up and started fighting back, I knew it was Grandmama then. And then she's like, get her, Granddaddy. Get him, Granddaddy. And Granddaddy's running like the motherfucking wind, like Forrest Gump. Like fucking Forrest Gump over here. And what happens, Phil?
He fucking hits that bitch like a 1940s African-American football player in the Nigger League.
What the fuck? I said this shit was going to get racist.
The Nigger League.
The African American
Negro League. And he hits that motherfucker and takes him down. And they're fighting and he's choking him out and shit. And he comes over with the gun. She comes over with the gun. He pulls out his cell phone and snaps a picture. And he wakes up and he stands up. He just looks at her and he says, give me the gun. I'll do it. And he takes the gun and he shoots that white Jezebel
bitch in the motherfucking face.
Shoots her in the gut, not in the face.
Oh, no.
And then she...
Would it have been so more appealing? Maybe that's the alternate
Take
ending.
It, Big Lance.
That's the alternate ending.
He blew her face off.
He shot that bitch in the face. See, you didn't see the one I seen. He shot that bitch in the face. The bitch
All right.
is dead.
Well,
man.
Now, once she hits the ground...
What do you think?
He turns the gun up and shoots himself.
You want me to tell you what part two is about?
Go ahead.
I'm finna tell you what part. Yeah, then Grandpa shoots himself, but he's not Grandpa at the time. He's the black kid from South Central. See, that was racist. I'm sorry, Podcast Land. Hey, I come from Georgia, man. We're kind of racist, but we
not
live,
really.
But we really like grew up with them, went to school with them, 50-50. So, and me just saying with them sounds racist, but you know what I mean. I fucking hung out with a bunch of black kids. Friends, you know what I mean. So, all right,
now you got to get to the part where he starts choking that bitch.
Now he's choking his bitch.
He gets on her and
now
he starts
choking
his her
bitch.
Out.
And look, a police pulls up. And what do you think's fixing to happen?
He's finna go jail.
No, I think that he's gonna stand up and they're gonna shoot him.
Oh, I'm thinking. No, he threw his hands
no,
up.
No, what happens in black society? I just knew Jordan Peele wrote this movie
and was gonna kill the black man at the end.
I think that's how. the alternate ending is. It's not the DSA. It's not the DSA. It's the fucking fans. It's
and the, he comes out, and there's a white bitch. The white bitch was going, help, help
me. Yes, it's the, it's the county police.
And they're going to shoot him and kill him.
They just go to fucking work on him, fire upon him, and kill the shit out of him. And
he's going to prison for all of those fucking white people he murdered.
Everybody, even the workers. They're workers. Yeah. The grandma and granddaddy.
He's going to jail for all of those motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Even though his buddy picked him up and they drove off into Happy Never Never Land, they still are going to pin that shit on him.
The alternate ending is, at the end of it,
he goes to prison and gets butt raped.
They killed him.
By a black man that's the great granddad.
No, they killed him. They take the TSD agent to jail and he gets butt raped.
The Tell Him Steve Dave agent?
No, the TSD agent.
TSA.
TSD.
Tell him Steve Dave agent.
That's right. I like that, man.
All
right,
come on. Let's go.
Get out. Any more good parts of it? I just want to say, you know when the girl, the black chick, she's checking herself out in the mirror, in the window.
At night with the reflection. Yeah.
Right. And what are you thinking to yourself right then? Because you don't know that she's grandmama. What do you think to yourself?
That she's hypnotized.
And she's like, look at, I'm admiring myself. But he just sees her in the window and he's like.
No, at first I thought she was looking at him.
Right, and then she started prepping herself. Right.
That's what she said.
And she's like, I'm young again. I'm young.
She was making sure that incision.
I didn't see that until she was laying in the car.
Yeah, she was making that incision.
She was pulling that wig
over that incision.
That? Did you see her doing that?
No, but I knew after I seen it, that's what she was doing.
No, she wasn't. What she was doing was admiring herself. She was admiring herself as a young, pretty black lady.
But can you imagine seeing? I could see. You know, I get you could look back at your life and see yourself as a young man. But could you look back at your life and
see
yourself
as a young,
black man? Or a young black woman?
Nowadays?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'd pick a woman.
I mean, if I could pick who I wanted to be.
You bet on who you want.
How I'd be like a hot chick, I'd be like Harley Quinn. What's her name? Marley.
They're only picking black people. This is Get Out. Shut up. This
saying,
is the movie Jordan
Peele
wrote.
If you want me to pick who I want to be, I want to be somebody I want to fuck the rest of my life because I'm gonna
fuck
yourself. I'm gonna beat off more than I'm gonna do anything.
You ain't gonna beat shit. You gonna finger yourself.
You're right. I'm gonna finger that twat. I'm gonna finger that old twat.
And play with your titties.
Goddamn, I wanna play with her titties so bad.
Hey, but you gotta be you gotta pick a black girl. Because
well,
it's Get Out.
Halle Berry's getting old. I wanna be Halle Berry when she's 20.
Well, she's not 20, so
alright, then
this
I
is
wanna be
right
I wanna
now.
Be
this is our game for tonight.
Can I pick
it's our game for tonight.
Let's do this. Our game for tonight is if you could turn yourself into any
black woman.
Woman. Yeah, because that's all we want. If we're going to be black, we want to be a woman.
Yeah, because then you can. If I could be somebody else.
Oh, I would be,
a
I would be with her. If I was a black woman, I'd be a hot black woman with a rich white dude, right? Not suck his little white penis off and let him. And let him fuck me and my little tight ass with his little tiny penis.
And spend his money till he dies and you take his
right.
Shit.
Right, Donald Trump, all day long. All day long, Donald Trump, my man. That's my man, that's my man.
That's not what we say in a movie called Get Out. That's about social racism.
I'm going to be like Bianca Trump.
All right, listen.
Ooh, I want to fuck Bianca Trump.
You got to pick a black woman.
We going black again. We going back to black. It always goes bad and black.
Is this movie, man? This movie?
We got so racist in this. All right. As long as it all plays, then it's all good. Because fuck them. Fuck nobody. I mean, fuck society. Fuck society. I love my black people. I love my white people. I love my Mexican people.
Dig yourself out, brother.
Hey, I don't give a fuck, man. Federico Lopez, one of my best friends, Mexican.
Okay.
Straight over the wall.
Okay, come on, let's go. Pick a black woman that you'd be.
I would be Oprah Winfrey. Just so I can be rich.
All you gotta do is take Oprah Winfrey.
Yes, I'm
kidnap
rich.
Her, cut her brain out and put your shit in there.
Maybe not Oprah. Does she got kids?
No.
Tiger Woods' kids. He's got at least four of them, and he's a billionaire, so I can at least get $1 million.
So you gonna, well, just be Tiger Woods.
Could be Tiger Woods. Let me
Tiger
be.
Woods, y'all.
No, hell no.
I guess, fuck it. You could be anybody. You ain't got to be a black woman.
No,
be anybody.
I know who I want to be.
Who?
Michael Jordan.
You ain't got to be black. You can be white. You
can
be
white.
You can be white. You can be Mexican. You can be Australian. You can be Puerto Rican. You can be Antarctic.
I think I want to be Jerry Springer.
Jerry Springer?
Yeah.
He's already old.
Okay.
He could almost die tomorrow if he's not dead already.
You're right. No, he won't. He's a Jew. Jews live a long time, man. They live a long time. They spend their money.
Wow. We have racism, the Jewish people on this episode.
Well, all I'm saying is.
Well, let's go.
All I'm
who
saying,
else can we offend tonight?
Look, everybody who steps in Big Ditter's place. I know. I love everybody, man. All y'all my friends. I hope all this gets played.
I'd have to be a Patel. Because it don't matter who you are, you're going to eventually own a chain of gas stations when your brother's Visa runs out. So, I would pick
this guy, Indian racist.
I would pick Sanjay Patel. That's who
really?
I would be. Yeah. No. I would still want to go with the hot chick so I could play with myself.
What about, what if Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt had a baby?
It would be the Brad Cruz.
No, it'd be Pitt Cruz.
It'd be Tom Pitt.
Tom Pitt. I like it. Tom Pitt. Tom Petty. Hey, Tom Petty. Hey, you know who's awesome? Let me tell you who's awesome.
Who's awesome? Tom Cruise.
No, and Tom Cruise. But you know who's awesome?
We started out really not liking Tom Cruise, but now we are big fans. I mean, we love Tom Cruise.
I've always liked
We
Tom.
Should change the name of the podcast to
you
We
know,
Love Tom Cruise.
You know what? I never did not like Tom Cruise. I just wanted to be on the boat of everybody who did hate Tom Cruise. Because
but Tom Cruise is pretty badass.
To be honest, I liked him in Interview with a Vampire.
Oh, yeah.
And that was one of his originals. I liked him in The Outsiders. That was one of his originals.
Risky Business.
I loved him in Risky Business. That was the original.
Cocktails.
I never watched it.
Oh, where he's a bartender.
Does he fuck a bunch of bitches?
Yeah.
And then I didn't watch it.
And what about Days of Thunder?
Remember when he fucks that bitch on a train on goddamn...
Eyes Wide Shut?
That
movie's a giant orgy.
Pussy's Wide Open.
It's a giant orgy.
They should have named that movie.
Vanilla Sky.
They should have named that movie. They should have named that movie Legs Wide Open.
That was Eyes Wide Shut.
What about What Women Want with
Matthew McConaughey?
Mel Gibson.
Oh, yeah. We watched that not too long ago. Logan watched it. He liked it.
Did he? I did, too. I watched it in theaters with Mother.
I watched Lion King. In the theaters.
With Aunt Sarah. Me and you, Aunt Sarah. I play with my dick. Aunt Sarah called me.
Really?
In church. You don't remember that?
No.
Me, you. We watched Lion King. Next day, we went to church.
And you played with your dick in church?
I played with my dick in church. I bumped you on the shoulder. I said, look, Philip. And I was making my dick jump in my pants. You know how you make it jump in your pants? I bumped you on the shoulder. And said, look, you look down on my dick. I made it bump one time. And Sarah watched that happen. And she hated me ever since. She said the devil's in that boy. There's a devil in that boy. He's playing with his dick in church.
That's why
he's making his brother watch him play with his dick in church.
That's why she gave me those preserves that year for Christmas.
Oh, ho-ass bitch gave me preserves because I played my dick in church.
All right, we're not. All this is getting cut out. So
please don't cut it out.
All right, well, let's move
please
on.
Please don't. Do you know?
We're not even talking about your fucking
Did you
movie.
Know that Aunt Sarah will never listen to this podcast?
All right, well, let's move on. Your movie, man. What else? Are you done? Let's
rate. Did we rate and review?
We ain't started it. You said you had some more parts and you went into jacking off in church.
You started talking about jacking off in church.
No, I did not. 37 minutes.
Really? Are you fucking kidding me?
No, 37 minutes.
You're pretty drunk.
I'm watching time, dude.
No, but I just seen the way you hit that cigarette. Okay, just because you do it differently this time don't mean you didn't do it the way you did it the first time. Like you was like a little, had a little sugar in your tank. Like that. Okay. Now we have offended other people.
Now we've offended the gay community. Wow.
I told you we should never do this movie. Get out.
No, you picked this movie.
No, really, this movie was an awesome movie. I really love this movie. I can say that it did hit on a different genre for me. Did it not you?
Did it not me?
Did you feel like this was kind of a different genre to you? Did it, like you said, you couldn't explain it to your boss man without giving away too much detail.
Yeah, I mean, I would have told him the movie. There was nothing I could, other than a white girl and a black man dated, and he was going to meet her parents for the first time, and they didn't know he was black.
That's how I explained it to people.
And then
the exact same way.
And then they say, well, what happened next? I'm like, well, if I tell you any more, then I'll ruin the movie.
Right.
That's all I can tell you.
That's right.
And they're like, well, that movie don't sound very interesting. It is, but you just got...
Right.
I can't tell you what happens.
When you tell me that, I'm like, this is a Brokeback Mountain-ass movie.
We need to do Brokeback Mountain.
I haven't watched it yet.
I've never watched it either.
But I feel like it's like this. Like this story you're explaining right now. About a white person who takes his black black significant other home to his siblings and mother and father to show the black community. And then things go wrong, of course, right?
Right.
But it could happen. All right, if it's not a comedy, like Ashton Kutcher and Bernie Mac did.
I remember that one.
That was a comedy. Straight up comedy. You can go straight up comedy with it and make it a comedy. If it's not a comedy, it's hard to do this movie.
Right, because you're taking the satire.
Because of the social...
You're taking the satire.
Disrupt.
Right.
You can cause a big... This movie... But it don't matter what kind of publicity you get. It's good publicity. If people would have said, oh my God, this movie just totally is so fucking racist. You got to see this movie. All right, maybe it wouldn't have did so much money, but people would have still wanted to see it to find out what was going on with it, right?
Right.
So, either way, I think he knew that it was going to be a big hit, but he didn't know whether it was going to take a turn for the worse or a turn for... So, what he did was added...
Comedy.
He added, not comedy, he added a really...
Well, he did add comedy.
Really light comedy.
Right.
Really light comedy to a real situation.
Right.
He didn't add, like, straight up fucking satire comedy or slapstick comedy to a fucking real serious situation.
And an unbelievable mindfuck.
And make fun of a right. serious situation.
And a mindfuck. He brought a mindfuck to it.
He did. And that was the thriller of the movie.
Right.
Is that he made it totally different from what you was expecting. You was expecting about basically what I was expecting when I seen the bingo thing going on. I expected them selling slaves, right?
No,
we're gonna hypnotize them and then you can be a slave.
I didn't get
I didn't, because the man wanted the eyes. What I knew. He wanted them eyes.
I didn't know what the fuck they were doing when they were doing the bingo thing, when him his hand things, until I seen the picture of the main character. And I was like, they're selling him. They're auctioning him.
Well, I knew what they were doing. I knew they were doing that. I knew they were doing that before I seen the picture. And when I seen the picture, I said, Teresa, look, you see the picture? I told you that's what they was doing. And then, listen, you know what I thought, honestly? Because we didn't know they were changing brains over at that point. We didn't know this.
Right.
All we knew was they were buying a black dude. Well, I knew that this fucking blind dude was buying a black dude who had an eye for art. I realized that. And I thought to myself, this blind dude is going to take his eyes. He just wants to buy this black dude, not for slavery like a lot of these people do. A lot of these people probably buy him for slavery or for like the cousin thought. A sex slave thing, right?
Right.
And that's what I was thinking with the old lady who had the young black man, right? I thought she was a sex slave.
Or he was a sex slave.
He was a sex slave. She was fucking him, right?
Right.
That's what I thought there.
I didn't think that.
And I thought to myself that this art dealer, and I think this is what the movie wanted you to think, this art dealer dude wanted to buy him so he could take his eyes. Kill him. They didn't want him. He just wanted his eyes.
Like an eye transplant.
Eye transplant. Right. Give me your eyes. Boom, bam. We're done. That's what I thought. And I think that's what the movie wanted us to think, because they haven't given us this information that he does brain transplants.
They didn't give us that till the end.
They did say that the father was a neurosurgeon, but we didn't really put two and two together. He does brain transplants.
Right.
All
right.
So I'm thinking that he just wants his eyes, because that's possible at this point. I can take your eyes right now.
Right.
If you die today and I'm blind, you're probably a donor for me. You know what I mean?
Right.
Well, that's what I was thinking. But then I find out he wants to be this black dude. He's dying soon. He's an old man. He's getting to be old. He's unhealthy. He wants a nice, strong, strapping young man's body and his eyes. Eyes for good art.
That's right. All right, well, let's rate and review this movie, Big Lass.
All right. Are you sure we ain't spent 30 minutes? All right.
We're up to probably about 40 minutes now.
All right. Whatever. I'm going to rate this movie a... I'm going to give it an 8.7. I really enjoyed this movie. I almost want to give it a 9, dude. I think it was right on up there to Shaun of the Dead with you. How much you love Shaun of the Dead. I think this was a really good movie. I like Jordan Peele. I want him to write more stuff, man. And I can't believe how good he did with his first movie. Because I think that was the first movie that he actually wrote. I think he's helped direct a couple things.
I think him and Key did Keanu.
Well, they've also played in a couple movies, like big-time movies. Like the movie with Jennifer Aniston and...
Well, Key has been in a lot more than Jordan Peele has.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
Jordan Peele was in Wanderlust with Jennifer Aniston and Paul Rudd.
I don't know what that is, but...
Wanderlust.
Key was in Let's Be Cops.
Key has been in a lot of movies as a bunch of different characters.
Yeah.
But there was both.
They're both on Mad TV.
They're both from Mad TV, yeah.
All
right.
Well,
I gave it a
9.5.
I'm
going
to give it a 9.
8.7.
Gotcha. I gave it an 8.7, yeah. But I think I'm
going to change
it. I'm going to give it a 9. It was really good. It was one of my favorite movies of 2007. It's probably my favorite movie so far of 2017. It kept me thrilled throughout the whole movie, even though I knew pretty much the whole fucking thriller of the movie. I thought I did. You know what I mean? And that's what I think is cool, is how he gave so much away in the trailers, and it still turned out to be a really awesome movie that thrilled me. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I'm going to give it a 9. It's probably my favorite movie of 2017 so far. And that'll probably change once I watch Wonder Woman and Deadpool 2 coming out this year. Yeah, Deadpool 2 might change it. But I'll say it's better than Logan. It's right on up there. I think I gave Logan like an 8.5. Wow. I think I gave Logan an 8.5. So it's right on up there around. It's probably a little better than Logan. Just the writing alone. I mean, you can say wow all you want. Logan was a way more bigger budgeted movie. You know what I mean?
Right.
You can say.
I agree with you. I mean, don't take offense to my wow.
You can say something like that to a movie that they spent $5-10 million to make to a movie that they spent $60 million to make. You know what I mean? All
right.
That's a big difference.
All right. Well,
it's like Fences. Fences is on up there with me.
All right. You like?
And Fences didn't take shit to make. About $20 million. I don't remember if that's correct. Might be 16. Go for it.
All right.
Review and
rating. Rate and review. This movie kept me interested. I watched it. It started out really slow, but it kind of built. I mean, I liked it. It was a good movie. I do like the storyline of it. I like the racist vibe satire of it. Not because I'm racist, just because, I mean,
It's here. It's present.
It's every day in everybody's life. I mean,
and more in the South than everybody else.
And honestly, everybody talks about how racism hurts black people, and it really does. And I may be wrong in saying this, and it may get cut out. But I mean, other white people have to deal with racism too. White people have to deal with the fact that every black person they see, they have to think that black person thinks that they're racist.
Right. Or Mexican or anybody else that's a minority in this community.
So, but anyway, I'm going to give it a 7.5. I think it was a really good movie. Not one of my favorites, but, I mean, it was good. I enjoyed it. I mean, it kept me on my toes. I mean, I kept wondering what was going on, and I don't think I got any of it before they laid it out for me, because they just laid it out. They laid it out for me, and I realized
every bit of it. Did you ever watch the trailer?
I did. I watched the trailer right before I watched the movie.
Okay.
And I probably shouldn't have. It would have been better if I didn't.
Probably.
But I did. I watched the trailer right
before. The trailer tells you so much.
It does. The trailer gives a lot away that
but
it
really don't, though. I mean, because there's so much more right. that for the movie to bring to you.
All right, well, let's do a little budget versus box office on 2017 Get Out. What do you think this movie spent?
I think a lot of people had a lot of hope in this director. I mean, this writer, I think...
He wrote and directed it.
I think a lot of people had a lot of hope in him and knew that this movie would do good, so they was looking for a back-end deal on it. I think that he is not a real rich man, so he probably put some money in to try to entrepreneur this deal. So I'm going to say that it was a low-budgeted type film, just like Fences.
Yeah.
Which had the same character in it. I mean, same guy in it.
Same actor.
Yeah. Same actor. Yeah, I'm going to say, just like Denzel Washington took faith in him, and I think they all took back-end deals, and if this movie did good, they got a percentage all right. of it.
Give me the
so
number.
So I'm going to say that
give
it was...
the cash.
I know, but listen, I want to give you the philosophy behind why I'm reasoning this low.
I follow.
I think that this movie didn't spend but about $8 million.
Spent $5 million.
See what I'm talking about? See, there's a reason for my talk. All right.
I'm gonna reverse some roles here.
All right.
Let's do opening weekend first. What do you think this movie made opening weekend?
I think opening weekend it fucking surpassed what it spent. I think it made at least $30 million opening weekend.
How much?
30.
It made $33 million.
Wow.
Opening weekend.
Wow.
Okay. Hey, now
I like you doing this on me. I like you doing this.
How many months was it in theaters?
I will say that it hit DVD a lot sooner than I expected it to. So I don't think it was in theaters very long. I'm going to say 3 months.
4 months. February, March, April, and May. May 19th was the last weekend it was in theater.
When did it start?
It came out on DVD like last week, the end of May. So it was like 2 weeks.
Yeah, it came out about 2 weeks ago.
Okay. Now, big question. How much did this movie gross?
I know it did over $100 million because I heard that it did over $100 million. So I'm going to say that it did damn near $200 million. I'm going to say
$164.
Fuck, man. I'm good.
Hey, man. This movie spent $5 million and made $175 million.
Do you know how much money Jordan Peele made off this movie?
All I know is this movie profited $170 million.
Directed and wrote this movie. Do you know what he said on Chris Hardwick's interview?
What?
He said, Chris Hardwick said a statement like, how much money you got? He said, I don't know. I just let the bank fucking roll in for me. I don't know. My bank statement just keeps going up. He said some shit like that. That's a goddamn dude. He fucking made it with this, dude. You know how many more opportunities he's going to have from this movie? Yeah. I believe he's got a good... You know that he is one of the... Now, from this one movie, he just took himself into one of the highest grossing black directors ever.
Awesome. All right. We're going to skip the name game because I don't know anybody on this movie that I could say other than Bradley Whitford.
Right.
You want to do him?
No, we didn't say who Bradley Whitford is. Who the fuck's that?
You want to do a substitute or you just want to call it?
I thought we did one already.
We ain't done.
We did. Who's the black woman you want to be?
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Well, one word on Get Out.
You want me to say get so bad you can't stand it, don't you?
You know what? Yeah. All right. Big Lance, do our plugs as an old Cajun man.
Oh, man. I don't know Cajun talk. Let's see.
Am I old coon hound?
Shoot him, Lizzie. Shoot him.
Calhouns.
That's Troy telling Elizabeth to shoot the gator. Shoot him, Lizzie. Shoot him.
What does he say? Conyon. Them conyons.
A little bit of wine. A little bit of wine. A little bit of wine.
This gator got a little old vibe left in him. Them cool yawns. He's like, all them cool yawns come down here and trying to get me.
Coons?
Coon yawns.
Is that coon?
No, them coon yawns. They come on down here and try to get me.
What's a fucking coon yawn?
And this old gator got a little bit of bite left in him. Oh, yes, he does.
Right, that had nothing to do with the smokyshelter.com. But no. Hey, listen, everybody come check us out at thesmokyshelter.com. Check us out on our Podomatic page, thesmokyshelter.com. Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Twitter's on Twitter.
At smokyshelter.com.
Hey, maybe my brother won't say Twitter's on Twitter.
Twitter's on Twitter.
Right. All right, check us out at our Patreon site, /smokeshelter.com.
Smokeshelter.com.
Hey, just fucking put in, look, go to Google, Bing, wherever the fuck you want to
go. Go to Google, whatever search engine you use, and go
smokeshelter.com.
Bam.
And check us out. Twitter's on Twitter. Hey, and everybody, we love y'all. You love us. Folks with us, but folks with you. In the last words, Big Phil.
Get out!
You know what I hear?
Later.
Why so serious?
Dance off, bro. Me and you. Broke into the wrong goddamn record.
Time to nut up or shut up.
You no trouble. Me, fifth element. Supreme being. me protect you. Sleep.
All right, guys, we're back. This is your host, Big Lance, and
Phil.
And we're going to bring to you...
Where's that excited Lance? What's up, podcast Lance? Where's that one? You've just been so... What's up, podcast? I'm sorry. I fucked y'all's your shit up. Let's do it again. Let's do it, ready? Here we go.
All right. All right, guys, we're back to the SmokeyShelter.com.
Let's do it again. Ready?
Yeah! All right, yeah! Hold on, let's start over. Good evening, Vietnam! All right, we're back with ISIS. I'll kill you.
Stop it.
All right, let's do it. Let's do a real one. This is a real one.
Made my mouth hurt.
All right, guys.
I ain't ready.